Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro. That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, I spied and he lied. We'll get into that, find out what that's all about. Sounds like some 007 stuff, James Bond. Well, we'll find out. Yeah. But right now, it is time for the prank phone call with Junior in for the nephew. Junior, what do you have for us today?
I don't really want to announce this. This prank here. This prank here probably should go to somebody, but I'm going to do it. But this is not nothing I'm saying. It's just a prank for today. Today's prank is called divorce papers. Okay? What's happening with me. That's not.
I've said that before, too.
Come on, Kat. Run the prank. It's divorce papers.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
I am trying to reach a Jones, please. My name is Attorney Guidry from the Mission Law Firm. Is she available?
Yeah, this is she.
How you doing, ma'am? I'm actually trying to get some business rectified. Dealing with your divorce that took place, I guess, over the last 7 whole years. Am I correct?
Correct.
I got some file up with your paperwork here. Now, you guys had some property that you owned together, I believe, in Avondale. Am I correct?
Correct.
I'm looking at your paperwork here, Miss
Jones. I'm still a Jones.
Okay. Now, we're getting down to the property, and that seems to be where the problem lies. This is in Avondale. You guys had some property, and you sold it as you both went and split your ways.
Right.
Looking at the paperwork that I have here, it seems like it was filled out incorrectly. I don't know how 7 years has passed for this to come back and fall on my desk to be to get rectified, but whatever the dividends were that you guys took and shared, that you're now looking as if you're owing Mr. Jones an additional $18,000.
What is that?
Ma'am, I don't know. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I wanted to bring this information to you and see how we can get it rectified. I'm not looking for you to have that much money available at today. But I do know as an attorney for Mr. Jones, I must say that we're trying to get it taken care of as soon as possible.
Oh, wait a minute. Let's back this up. How do I owe him $18,000? What reason?
Well, the paperwork here, ma'am, seems to be...
Yeah, what the paperwork say?
It wasn't supposed to be 50% between you with you all. It should have been 75-25 and he being 75% of the property owed to him and 25%.
Oh, no. I don't know how. You know Louisiana is a community practice, and how could he get 75% and I get 25%?
From my understanding, that he paid most of the bills when you guys were living together and...
That don't have anything to do with that. No, he didn't pay most of the bills. I worked and contributed, too.
Right, and I understand that. But from what I have here on the paperwork, and I understand that you'd had some contribution to it, but it just seems like you did not contribute as much as he did. And
yes, indeed. I never heard no like this.
I do apologize, ma'am, but what I do need you to do is definitely not use that type of language while I'm on the phone, okay?
Well, look, I don't really have to talk to you because I know I don't owe no Jones no $18,000. And he didn't overpay me because it was community property. I had two children for him. I left with none. He had everything. And there's no way I'm going to pay him no $18,000.
Ma'am, I hate to get a little abrupt with you, but you are going to pay this $18,000. Now, that's going to happen. Now, if I have to garnish your check and do it, then that's the way it'll have to be done. But the money will be coming to Mr. Kirk Jones in the sum of $18,000. Call it back, Kat.
Yeah.
Look, don't you hang up on me again. Now, if I have to put a lien on your property or put a lien on your ass, which one do you want?
Look, and you don't talk to me like that.
I talk to you
because
any way I want to.
I don't know what you talked about because once I went to court, all that was over with.
You're going to pay $18,000. That's what you're going to do.
Uh-huh.
Now, I don't want to have to come to your house, ma'am, to pick up this money, but I will.
I'm not working. I want to know how do I have to pay him $18,000.
See, you're not working. That's our problem from the start. That's why it wasn't 50-50. That's why it was 75-25, because you were not holding up your...
No, baby, I work all through the year. I've stayed with that man 26 years, and I worked.
Well, what is your butt doing now?
Nothing.
Well, there we go. That seems to be the root of our problem, isn't it?
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elia Kani, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
No, it ain't the rule of no problem, because I want to know how that Curry could get 18%. And Louisiana is a community property. He had his lawyer there, and I had my lawyer. He agreed to it, and that was that. So I don't know how I owe him $18,000.
Ma'am, that's the way the problem was. Evidently, you didn't read the paperwork that you signed when you and Kurt separated 7 years ago. Now, if you didn't read your paperwork correctly, this is why it comes back to bite you in your butt.
Oh, no, it's not, because I had a lawyer, and he had his lawyer. We agree with everything, was back and forward, and we agree with everything. He signed a paper, and that was that.
Well, maybe you didn't have a lawyer that was worth a damn who didn't read the bottom of the paperwork himself.
And I had a lawyer and thought I had a good lawyer.
That and I understand that, ma'am, and that happens a lot of time.
I can't believe that. And I had two children struggle with him, and we got what we got by both of us work, and this he going to come back and tell, and oh, no, I'm going to fight this.
When can we expect a payment starting to work on this $18,000?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, I'm going to have to get a date or something where I can start getting $500 from you per month or something like that.
Yes, indeed, $500 a month. I haven't worked. I was working. When you want to sit, I don't think I should have to tell you all this, because I need to talk to me a lawyer, because I'm not agreeing to anything, because I don't think that it's not fair. I tell you, give me a deadline, because I'm going to have to get me a lawyer.
Hasn't it? I'm trying to keep my composure. As an attorney, ma'am.
How do you have the right? And I don't have no say-so over this.
Have you remarried?
No, I haven't.
Okay. You realize if I don't get the money, then I don't get paid.
Right.
Listen, I'm going to be down in your area probably on Wednesday. Do you think you and I can get together and probably talk about this? Because I want to help you as much as I can.
Yeah, because I don't think it's fair to me. Wednesday, I could be there.
Well, you think that maybe you and I can get together maybe and work something out?
Yeah, because I know I cannot afford to pay Jones no $1,800. He done took the house from me for little or nothing. And
I tell you what, I'll do this. I won't tell Mr. Jones anything, but only on one condition. That's me and you being able to work this thing out behind closed doors.
What you mean work it out?
I mean work it out.
What do you mean?
What do you think I mean?
I don't know. Tell me.
Well, maybe, you know, like
I'm dumb.
Some relations or something.
Really? Why would you want a relationship with me?
Not relationship.
You don't even know me.
Not relationship, but just, you know, maybe kind of kick it.
Kick you what way? I'm dumb. I don't know. I don't know nothing about life.
I think you know a whole lot about life.
No, I don't. But why is you messing with me?
I just want to see if we can maybe get together. I'll throw all this paperwork out, and I'll let know it's not possible.
But if you
meet me Wednesday, I'll make this thing go away.
I don't believe this.
I tell you what else you ain't gonna believe.
What?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your sister Janice.
You no good. I'm on the air, huh?
I got Janice on the phone. I got her grandbaby on the phone. You just got by the whole family.
Well, yeah, Jazz, I'm gonna kick your
divorce papers. Right. It's not what I'm doing. Not doing that one. I'll tell you what I am doing, though. I will be in Virginia Beach October 7th and 8th. 4 shows at the Funny Bone. Go ahead and get your tickets at funnybonelivea.com. And I'm going to be in there talking about this whole experience I done had. And I got to tell y'all, got to get this off my chest. I got to tell y'all what I was thinking at the Virginia Beach Funny Bone, October 7th and 8th. Come see your favorite play, cuz. Mr. Right. Spates now. Yes, it is.
The newly married.
That's it, Shirley. The newly married.
Yeah. Hey, how was your town hall?
Oh, the town hall was outstanding. Oh, my gosh, man. I'm so glad. Thanks to all the people who came aboard, all the people who came and got to talk about the state of sickle cell, what we're moving forward to, what our foundation is going to be doing. So it was absolutely fantastic.
Okay. All right, Junior. Thank you. Coming up next, it is the Strawberry Letter. The subject is I Spied and He Lied, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school, like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.